This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, CHS is partnering with local communities to help families in need. Marketing and communications specialist Aaron Williams says the co-op is working with FFA chapters and they're hosting events for the public to raise money and canned goods for their Harvest for Hunger campaign.
Yeah, this is our second year of the CHS Harvest for Hunger Challenge. And so what we have done is we've challenged local FFA chapters in a friendly competition with each other to see who can raise the most canned goods for their local food pantries.
Well, a wonderful cause and a wonderful activity to get the kids involved with, and as you said, friendly competition with each other. So is this running for an entire month, and maybe a little more details? Did the FFA chapter that collects the most canned goods win an award?
Oh, yeah, it is. The kids are so much fun to work with. It's throughout the month of February, and the school, we actually will pick up their donations in a CHS pickup truck, bring it back to our location and put it on the scale. Sometimes a group of students is able to come with us, and then they can see, how much they have raised weight-wise, because we pull it up on the big scale, and then we go deliver those donations to their local food pantry. And the winning chapter receives a pizza party and some gift baskets from us.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and as I already said, it's a great cause, so it'll be fun to wait and find out the results of that challenge for the FFA chapters. I know this is the Harvest for Hunger is something that CHS really works hard to support and promote it, and you've got some other stuff going on. We've got cornhole tournaments to talk about.
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is our third year for annual cornhole tournaments to benefit this Harvest for Hunger campaign, and it grows every year. So I'm excited to see the results this year. And this year we're having two, the first on March 5th at Sportsman's Club in Godfrey, and the second on March 11th at the Casey Hall in Carrollton.
Well, this sounds like it could be a lot of fun. So what are the details as far as getting signed up to play and team members and that sort of thing?
We've made it as easy as it could be. You just show up. There's no need to pre-register or anything like that. You just show up with a partner, pay to play. At the March 5th tournament, players get to drink beer for free as long as it lasts. And then on the March 11th tournament in Carrollton, we're going to be grilling some burgers and brats and things like that. So if you want to come a little bit early to get something to eat before we get started, that'd be awesome.
Well, what could go wrong with this? It sounds pretty easy, and beer and food, that's always a good combination.
That always brings a crowd.
Yes, yes, indeed. And this is open to the public, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the whole goal of this Harvest for Hunger campaign, is to get the community involved, to rally around our local rural food pantries.
Well, awesome. I hope you have a great turnout. And, Aaron, again, those dates and locations for the tournaments.
March 5th, coming up this weekend, starting at 1 o'clock at Sportsman's Club in Godfrey, and Saturday, March 11th at the Casey Hall in Carrollton, and we're going to start grilling at noon.
Sounds great. Something else you're doing, this is kind of a fun thing, too, and it might be a fun reason to take the family out to eat. You have partnered with Texas Roadhouse.
Yep, something new we're doing this year. We have partnered with Texas Roadhouse in Edwardsville and Springfield, so both locations. On Thursday, March 16th, if you want to take your family out to eat in the month of March, March 16th is the night to do it, and go to Texas Roadhouse, because 10% of your bill will be donated to the Harvest for Hunger campaign, which benefits directly to your rural food pantries. So what a great way to give back is to just go eat at Texas Roadhouse on the 16th of March.
Yeah, and a great excuse to go out for some tasty dinner.
Yeah, a great excuse to go get those famous Texas Roadhouse rolls and cinnamon butter.
Exactly. The best part, I think, about going there.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I know you guys work heavily. This is on the local level, but I know this is something that CHS as a whole, there are other things going on, raising food and money for the same cause.
Yeah, this is not something that is just, you know, in our Central Illinois location. The CHS does this the first 20 days of March nationwide for all of their country operations locations, and we're just a small piece of that. So We're a part of something bigger, which is really, really neat. But we get to affect lives locally.
Yes, very exciting. And Erin, a lot of great things going on that you guys are promoting. And if you would, before we wrap up, just remind us again the dates for the cornhole tournament and, again, the date for the donation at Texas Roadhouse.
I'd love to. Yeah, our cornhole tournaments, bags and beers tournaments to benefit local food pantries are March 5th, starting at 1 o'clock at Godfrey Sportsman's Club, and March 11th at the Carrollton KC Hall, starting at noon. And if you want to dine to donate, 10% of your bill will go to local food pantries. That is Thursday, March 16th at Springfield and Edwardsville, Texas Roadhouse.
Erin Williams with CHS, and we'll be back with more after these messages. In other ag news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order yesterday to do away with the Waters of the U.S. rule. The American Farm Bureau called it a welcome relief to farmers and ranchers across the country. The flawed WOTUS rule has proven to be nothing more than a federal land grab, according to Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. He says it's aimed at telling farmers and ranchers how to run their business. The Environmental Protection Agency failed to listen to farmers and ranchers when they drafted the rule and caused widespread confusion for agriculture. However, Politico's Morning Ag Report points out that the executive order may not have a big effect right away. An appeals court put WOTUS on hold while legal challenges are played out. Also, actually withdrawing the rule would require the agency to go through the formal rulemaking process once again. That includes another proposal, notice, and comment period, and then a final rule. Environmental groups still support the rule and would certainly mount a legal challenge against getting rid of the WOTUS rule. A Bloomberg report says billionaire investor Carl Icahn and a leading biofuels group have put together an agreement for the Trump administration to revamp the renewable fuel standard. People familiar with the agreement told Bloomberg it would give both parties long-sought-after changes to the RFS. The groups have sent a memorandum to the White House, which could give guidance on how the Environmental Protection Agency could implement the changes. Icahn is a majority owner in CVR Energy, who has long pushed for shifting the burden of complying with biofuel quotas from refiners to blenders. Refiners have now won agreement from the Renewable Fuels Association regarding shifting the point of obligation. The RFA now supports the idea in return for a pledge regarding a waiver allowing gasoline blends with 15% ethanol to be sold year-round in U.S. markets. I was told in no uncertain terms the point of obligation is going to be moved, according to Renewable Fuels Association Chief Bob Dineen. He said he wanted to see one of our top priorities moved as well. The waiver granting year-round access to E15 would greatly expand market opportunities for ethanol, and he thinks that's a darn good thing for the industry. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.